How's it going, Tanya? Joseph? Always Joseph and never Joey, at least not to his face. He didn't like it. They said it was going fine, and gave him those dazed, fuck-struck smiles of which only newlyweds are capable. Finley said nothing to the Rostosoviches, but near the Damley house end of the mall, he stopped before a young man sitting on a faux marble bench beneath a tree, reading a book.
Sirenshaw?
The Tahin asked. Dinky looked up, eyebrows raised in polite inquiry. His face, studded with a bad case of acne, bore the same polite, no expression.
"I see you're reading the Magus," Finley said almost shyly. "I myself am reading the Collector, quite a coincidence."
"If you say so," Dinky replied. His expression didn't change.
"I wonder what you think of Fowls. I'm quite busy right now, but perhaps later we could discuss him."
Still wearing that politely expressionless expression, Dinky Earnshaw said, "Perhaps later you could take your copy of The Collector, hardcover I hope, and stick it up your furry ass, sideways." Finley's hopeful smile disappeared. He gave a small but perfectly correct bow.
"I'm sorry you feel that way, Si."
"The fuck out of here," Dinky said, and opened his book again. He raised it pointedly before his face. Pimley and Finley Otego walked on. There was a period of silence, during which the master of Algolciento tried out different approaches to Finley, wanting to know how badly he'd been hurt by the young man's comment. The Tahin was proud of his ability to read and appreciate Hume literature, that much Pimley knew. Then Finley saved him the trouble by putting both of his long-fingered hands, his ass wasn't actually furry, but his fingers were, between his legs.
"Just checking to make sure my nuts are still there," he said,
and Pimley thought the good humor he heard in the chief of security's voice was real, not forced.
"I'm sorry about that," Pimley said. "If there's anyone in Blue Heaven who has an authentic case of post-adolescent angst, it's Si Earnshaw."